A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 26. That day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. To guard us he has set wall and rampart about us. Open the gates, let the righteous nation come in. She, the faithful one whose mind is steadfast, who keeps the peace, because she trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the everlasting rock. He has brought low those who lived high up in the steep citadel. He brings it down to the ground, flings it down in the dust. The feet of the lowly, the footsteps of the poor, trample on it. There is a recurring issue in Isaiah's prophecies, an optimistic and melodic antiphon that offers hope, particularly to those who have been poor and needy. These have known a lofty city, a forbidding environment in which to seek life. But to borrow a term, climate change is awaited. Yes, hope is in the air, as Isaiah outlines prospects for people who have labored and been effectively trodden underfoot. The fulfillment of such hope in the belief of Christian disciples this season of Advent came about precisely through Christ, with his message, and crucially in the depth of his utter love, even unto death, death on a cross. The Lord Jesus can then offer assurance that those who listen effectively to his voice are wise in the manner of sensible people who build their houses on rock, not on the shifty sand of waywardness or carelessness in their manner of life. Not just listen, but also, more importantly, put the word of God, of Jesus' gospel, into practice, based on the distinction he himself makes in today's gospel extract, not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, but rather those who do his Father's will. Among those who can readily be forgiven for not being noted for that sense of Isaiah-like optimism, those who are blind, in some sense, must rank highly, and understandably so. Yet the physically blind men who will feature in tomorrow's gospel passage show remarkable optimism in the course of the conversation with Jesus. While unseeing, they retained the virtue of hope. When they gain the sense of sight, they can see how that hope can be put into practice, a service beyond the repetitive calling of the Lord's name in service of chapel or synagogue. Isaiah may have been laughed at in some quarters in his own day for that sense of faith-filled optimism that inspired him to encourage reform in society. Some indeed may have thought he was blind, effectively, blind to or quite unaware of the seemingly unending suffering of the people. In today's society, in different regions of the world, there are palpable reasons to have far less optimism than we might have been used to enjoying. Worry is currently in the air. Yet, as well as any sense of self-pity that may lie in the human heart that cries, "Why me?" there are reasons, Christ's disciples insist, reasons for hope, reasons to retain in your inner heart some sense that things could and might yet be notably different and better. The lofty city, Isaiah's term for a forbidding environment, all the more fearful for being unseen, this environment can be transformed as people gain a fresh sense of understanding and thus of meaning. Those hitherto trodden underfoot can now move on to tread on the ground they can see lying ahead and share a sense of hope with many whose limitations will have punctured their joie de vivre. Going beyond a merely repetitive litany-style calling of Lord, Lord, and stretching rather in a loving outreach particularly to those who lack any sense of hope, this is putting the word and message of the Lord into effective practice. As disciples look more intently in Advent at the significance and impact of the coming of Jesus, we reflect also on the 3rd of December on the remarkable energy of an early Jesuit, Francis Xavier, whose insight into that new life emerging from the healer and saviour from Nazareth drove him beyond Europe, even to India and to Japan too. For him and for so many missionaries, the district in which to share the good news of the coming of the Lord is a territory without borders, a worldwide listenership. The Lord has taken us out of the valley of darkness, a world perhaps hitherto dominated for some by the selfie, but formed in us a city built on the hilltops, above and beyond the valleys of our earlier lethargy or self-centeredness. There should be nothing in the life of any of those baptized into Christ that needs to be hidden. Their lives must shine out in the sight of our fellows, also because the clarity and purity of Christian life can then provide fresh vision to many who, having labored under reduced sense of insight, can now profitably open the eyes of their mind and heart. What lies ahead of those who honor this season of Advent is famously hinted at as something that no eye has seen. The sense of understanding available to us at this point is a partial viewpoint, no more. But hope not only springs eternal, but also indicates a healing light at the end of any tunnel we may struggle through, while currently we see only through a glass darkly. It is a loving sense of longing, a resolute and hope-filled heart, an open-minded sense of faith that has us cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus."